Wait, you're not really telling me that you think that all of the wandering stars in the sky, being the planets, are dusty rocks reflecting light millions of miles through an infinite space vacuum, right? Helicopters on Mars, rovers on Mars. Highly doubt it. I'm gonna show Mars, and I'm gonna show a couple other wandering stars and what they actually look like. Not physical planets, but just luminaries. Sure, we've got rovers and little drones on Mars. Doesn't look very physical to me. These stars in the sky, they're not gas balls shooting light in every single direction. Who knows what these lights are? They seem to be fixed in the firmament doing circles around Polaris. Again, other than the wandering stars, the planets, that aren't planets as you can see. Luminaries, not planets. Yes. All of this is a lie. All of it. All of these numbers, all of this math, it's all created to explain something that doesn't exist. We're not spinning around the sun on an ellipsoid, going 66,600 miles per hour in an elliptical orbit. No meteors are gonna take us out anytime soon. None of these actor-nauts are going to space. None of these theories of the heliocentric model make any sense. This ball disproves itself. It's not hard to see. The evidence keeps piling up that these people aren't telling us the truth. Nobody's gonna be sailing off the edge of the Earth anytime soon. Nobody's gonna be surfing off the edge anytime soon. Antarctica's not a continent. How many times do I have to say this? Antarctica is an ice wall. It surrounds us, encompasses us, 360 degrees, contains all of the water, because water always needs a container. It always finds its level, so it's always level. Which, said before, makes no sense on this ball. No container, no level water. Constantly curving. Defies physics. Defies reality. Saying there's curvature is literally going against observable, objective reality. Nobody's seen curvature, dude. Still wanna believe this bullshit? Be my guest.